To the beloved saints of the Most High, greetings, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part 12 of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. Throughout this study, we are seeing that grace is simply favor and acceptance for walking according to the way. We see that mercy is simply compassion and loving commitment which we receive when we give the same. We have still not seen anywhere in these scriptures where grace or mercy is what the churches teach, which they teach is the unmerited free gift given to us because we choose Jesus to enter our hearts and because he loves everybody. These are only half truths, and we know that no lie is of the truth. What the churchy Jew lovers fail to understand is that in order to receive grace and mercy, they must be an Israelite, which a lot of them are, but ignorantly have denied their identity, believing they are scum of the earth Gentiles. They also fail to read the verses before and after, which clearly state that these scriptures are talking about Israelites in the New Testament, not Gentiles and churches. These verses also show that there must be repentance, there must be a change of mind, there must be a change in the way of living. These pew warmers also believe that they can choose Christ and think that when they say the magic words, that Jesus will enter in their hearts and book them on the rapture flight with a fully loaded fruit basket and take them to their mansion in the sky somewhere. But it is Yahweh who chooses, and he certainly will not dwell in temples profaned by false doctrine, and certainly not in someone who has no knowledge and no understanding, who actively lives a lip service lifestyle, who does not follow the law or observe the Sabbaths and feast days, and is saturated with pork juice. The so-called believers unwittingly agree with and support this satanic society and show no love for the truth, or even entertain the idea that what they believe is not the truth. You know, it is a mark of an educated man to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Aristotle. It is the duty of an Israelite to look at both sides of a case and then make a judgment. They won't even do that. We can clearly see that the churches have no divine influence, only Jewish influence, which they love and ask for seconds. Well, if they don't wise up, they will get a second helping, of death, that is. Let's pray for them. Yeshua, may the Father Yahweh hear our petition for favor to show our brainwashed, walking dead, ignorant, and stiff-necked kinsmen that you are Elohim, that you would draw whom you will, to open their eyes and ears, which are clogged with Jewish hokum, and reveal your truth so that they may be broken of the enchantment of the Nakash and the lies and deception of his sheeny Jewish children, that these, your people which walk in darkness and believe they are saved, will come to the understanding that they have been fooled, and wake them up from the slumber of the Jewish matrix of deceit, that you would have compassion on them and remember your loving commitment which you swore to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you will awaken the spirit within them and increase your divine influence on their hearts and minds, and that they be moved with compunction to return to you and to join your remnant and help in the building of the kingdom and prepare for your reign here on earth. You, only you, Yahweh, knows who will serve you, and may our prayers and efforts help draw our people back into the fold. Let the remaining lost sheep be found, and may you return quickly and set all things aright. We pray in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you, and we praise you, Yahweh. We left off in Ephesians and continue in chapter 3, verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation, or management of the family, of the grace, or divine influence of Elohim, which is given me to you, Paul has been given a stewardship, or administration, or management of the family of Elohim. Verse 7, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace, or divine influence, of Elohim given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace, or divine influence, given, that I should preach among the dispersed nations of Israel the unsearchable riches of Christ, meaning the anointed group. Paul was given the divine influence to bring the gospel message to the dispersed Israelites, the message that the scattered Israelites are also under the promise of grace, because they too were children of Abraham. The lost, or the scattered and dispersed, tribes forgot who they were, and forgot their heritage, and had become pagan. Just like today's churches, they have no idea who they are. They believe the Jews are the Israel of the Bible, and they believe that Jesus was a Jew. They will not receive grace because they reject the truth, and would rather sit in their own pew on Sun God Day believing lies. But the gospel is still for them, because if they are white Anglo-Saxon peoples, then with acknowledgement, repentance, and conformity they can receive the merciful kindness and loving commitment by which Yahweh, exerting his divine influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in the true Christian belief, in knowledge, in understanding and affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the true Christian virtues. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one prince, one faith, or one belief, one baptism. The immersion of the Christian heart in the sacrifice of Yahweh, being immersed in divine influence, being immersed in truth, the knowledge, and understanding. The one baptism Paul is talking about is not in water. We must be immersed in truth. Verse 6. One Elohim and one Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace, or divine influence, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every one of us would be every one of the tribes of Israel, not everybody in the world. The covenants and promises are exclusive to the children of Israel, as the scriptures constantly state. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace, or divine influence, unto the hearers. If you are communicating truth, you are edifying those who hear and understand the plan of Yahweh, which is to have all his children follow him and in loving commitment, and do the same among each other. Verse 30. And vex not the Holy Spirit of Elohim, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind one to another, tender-hearted or compassionate, forgiving or dealing graciously with one another, even as Elohim, for Christ's sake, has forgiven or dealt graciously with you. Give, receive, deal compassionately, be shown compassion. Easy instructions to be a lovingly committed one. Ephesians 6:24. Grace, or divine influence, be with all of them that love our Prince Yeshua in sincerity. Amen. Insincerity is more than just believing. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto Elohim, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul continues the same message and theme of grace and mercy in Ephesians, the message of divine gratuity. Constant greetings to his Israelite kinsmen as divine influence be with you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yeshua Christ. The message of redemption which comes from the promises made with Abraham. That Yahweh is rich in his mercy and loving commitment towards us. That by his divine influence we are preserved in this life, so that we may be building the kingdom and bringing the message to our kinsmen. That Paul is a manager of a household, which his job was to bring the good news to the lost sheep of scattered Israel. That they too are under the covenant and the merciful kindness of Yahweh. They just forgot who they are and whose they were. That true doctrine sparks and edifies the divine influence on the hearers. Divine influence is upon those who love him, the real him, not the Jaime him. Philippians 1:2. Grace, or divine influence, be with you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and from the Prince Yeshua Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace, or divine influence. Paul is referring to his defending the gospel in public in the Praetorium in Rome on trial. The Jews did not like Paul bringing the truth to his kinsmen. The Jews had the monopoly on religion, and Paul was upsetting their authority over the people. To them, he was a traitor, because he used to be one of them by profession. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conduct be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith, or the belief, of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an indication of destruction, but to you of preservation, and that of Elohim. For unto you preservation is given, or graciously granted, for the sake of Yeshua, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same struggle which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. The churches teach to just believe, and that you won't have to suffer because he's going to take you away in the rapture. Scripture teaches that you will be tried through fire, and your works and your belief in the truth will preserve you. The truth is controversial, and you will be hated for it. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore Elohim also has highly exalted him, Yeshua, and given, or graces him a name which is above every name. Yeshua is the example of what happens when we follow that example. We are called by his name, and when we honor him by living according to the divine influence of his loving commitment, we are graced by his name. Philippians 4:23. The grace, or the divine influence, of our Prince Yeshua Christ be with you all. Amen. The theme is repeated over and over. The message of the favor of Yahweh's merciful kindness, of redemption and reconciliation because of the promises made with Abraham's posterity through Isaac and Jacob. Grace is not God's gift to everybody and anybody who believes, accepts him in their hearts, or claims they are saved. The covenants and promises are exclusively with the children of Israel. Matthew 10:5. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Did the churches even read these verses? Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Sounds like the churches disagree with God. Even identifying as Gentiles, they don't even believe the red-letter words of Yeshua, which even says, "Go not in the way of the Gentiles." They disagree with every word of God. They stand in their own holy place and declare themselves gods because they define the terms of salvation themselves. Colossians 1:2. To the saints and trustworthy brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace, or divine influence, be with you, and peace from God our Father and the Prince Yeshua Christ. We give thanks to Elohim and the Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith, or the belief of you, in Christ Yeshua, and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the expectation which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the society, and brings forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard it, and knew the grace, or divine influence, of Elohim in truth. The body working in unison. Yahweh provides the word. His shepherds receive it and sow it. Those that respond to it take root if it is sown in truth, and it brings forth fruit. The divine influence abounds as his lovingly committed ones continue sowing, and those fruits which produce more fruit, hence the building of the kingdom, doing what we are supposed to be doing. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man captivate you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, or any of the 33 1,000 other perversions of Christianity, after the rudiments of the society, and not after Christ. Paul was spoiled or captivated, brought up by the sect of the Pharisees. Paul knows he was on the wrong side before his conversion on the road to Damascus. Paul was very good at persecuting Christians and was blinded by the doctrine of Jewish Judaism. Verse 9, "For in him, Christ, dwells all the fullness of the divinity bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all sovereignty and authority, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ," meaning the anointed, the group, "buried with him in baptism, wherein also you were risen with him through the faith," or through the belief, "of the working of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead." Buried with him in baptism, or immersion of death. We are all appointed to die, but if you die in the truth, you will be raised also. Verse 13, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh," meaning corrupt lifestyle, "has he quickened," or made alive, "together with him, having forgiven," or "dealing graciously with you all the trespasses of your offenses and errors, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross," or stake, "stripping the sovereignties and authorities, which he exposed publicly, triumphing over them in it." First, no translations say anything about the law being done away with. The churches teach that the law was done away with. The context here is about the ordinances and added decrees by the religion of the Jews, which is Judaism. The scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees took the law of Moses and perverted it into the traditions of the elders, which is Judaism, or Talmudism, Judeo-Christianity. The Jew Pharisees taught that it was against their law to do good on the Sabbath, that if a brother or even an ox were to fall in a ditch on the Sabbath, you, by their traditions, could not help them out. What was Christ constantly rebuked for by these Edomite Jew priests? Healing on the Sabbath, and that his disciples didn't follow the traditions of the elders and wash their hands before eating. These are some of the added charges, decrees, obligations, or bonds of their religion, the dogmas added by men. So Paul is saying that since Christ died on the stake, or the cross, the rituals and Levitical ordinances were done away with. In addition, making the added obligations of Judaism of none effect. Now they have no authority. The Bible has about 759 laws. Man and his government has millions of laws. Did God forget to cover any bases? I think not. Colossians 3:9. "Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds," or practices. The apostate, lost, Israelite man, the old man who walked corruptly. Verse 10. "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Judean, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, or free, but Christ is all and in all." The last part should read, "But altogether and in all ways anointed," as in a fully functioning body of lovingly committed ones. Each of those mentioned, the Greek, Judean, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, and free, are all Adamic, Anglo-Saxon Israelites, kinsmen of Christ. Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the chosen ones of Elohim, set apart and beloved, bowels, or affections, of mercies, or compassions, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, which is patience, forbearing one another and forgiving, or dealing graciously with one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, or deals graciously with you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is love, which is the bond or joining of perfectness. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace or divine influence in your hearts to the Prince. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Prince Yeshua, giving thanks or saying grace to Yahweh and the Father by him. G2168, Eucharistio, is a verb and means to be grateful, feel thankful, give thanks, or to say grace. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, or divine influence, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. As a lovingly committed one, your conduct and speech would always be with divine influence. The salt is the flavor of truth. Verse 18. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds, grace, or divine influence be with you. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the assembly of Thessalonica, which is in Elohim the Father and in Prince Yeshua Christ, grace or divine influence be unto you, and peace from Elohim our Father and the Prince Yeshua Christ. We give thanks to Elohim always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your act of faith, or the belief, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Prince Yeshua Christ, in the sight of Yahweh Elohim and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, that you were chosen by Elohim. Truly lovingly committed ones continue to encourage and support those who have responded to the divine influence. 1 Thessalonians 5:28. The grace, or the divine influence, of our Prince Yeshua Christ be with you. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:2. Grace, or divine influence unto you, and peace from Elohim our Father and the Prince Yeshua Christ. We are bound to thank Elohim always for you, brethren, as it is deserving, because that your faith, or the belief of you, grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all towards each other abounds, so that we ourselves boast in you in the assemblies of Elohim for your patience and belief in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of Elohim, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of Elohim for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with Elohim to recompense tribulation to them that afflict you. And to you who are afflicted, rest with us. When the King Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Elohim, and that obey not the gospel of our King Yeshua Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be honored in his saints, or in his lovingly committed ones, and to be admired in all them that are believing, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our Elohim would count you worthy of this calling, and that fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of belief with power, that the name of our Prince Yeshua Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace or divine influence of our Elohim and the Prince Yeshua Christ. Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Prince Yeshua Christ himself, and Elohim, even our Father, which has loved us, and has given us everlasting encouragement and expectation through grace, or divine influence. The children of Israel are the only people chosen by Yahweh, loved by Yahweh, married and covenanted with by Yahweh. He demonstrates his loving commitment and merciful kindness by keeping his promises. And again, a lovingly committed greeting and a lovingly committed closing in the name and divine influence of Yeshua Messiah, 2 Thessalonians 3:18. The grace, or divine influence, of our Prince Yeshua Christ be with you all. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:2. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, or in the belief, grace, or divine influence, mercy, or compassion, or loving commitment, and peace from Elohim our Father and Yeshua Christ our Prince. As I besought you to abide still in Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you might command some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to Jewish fables and endless genealogies of mythical gods, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, or in the belief. Paul is warning of the false teachers and the ones with a good heart desiring to teach, but do not understand what they say or what they confirm. All those pastors of all those 33,000 denominations are exactly what Paul is warning about here. Those 33,000 so-called Christian faiths are just other beliefs. There is only one belief, and that's the belief, the divinely influenced belief, the original. When you branch off into one of these 33,000, then you are no longer of the belief. Paul emphasizes that it is good to know and follow the law. Verse 12, and I thank Yeshua Christ, our Prince, who has enabled me, for that he counted me trustworthy, putting me to the service, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, or compassion, or loving commitment, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief or disobedience. Clearly, one can be forgiven from sins committed in ignorance, as was Paul. If only our ignorant preachers and churches will have a revelation. Verse 14, "And the grace, or divine influence, of our prince was exceeding abundant with faith, or belief, and love, which is in Christ Yeshua." This is a trustworthy saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Yeshua came into the society to deliver sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul knows he did wrong to the children of Israel, his own kinsmen. It's possible he feels that he was the first of the worst to be forgiven after the ascension of Christ. Verse 16, "Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy," or compassion or loving commitment, "that in me first, Yeshua Christ, might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern, or as an example, to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." 1 Timothy 4:14, "Neglect not the gift," or the divine gratuity, "that is in you, which was given you by the interpretation of prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery," or the council of elders. The divine gratuity that is in us is because of the promise to Abraham. We are sinners, worthy of death, but because of Yahweh's covenant with Abraham, we will not be destroyed. That's why Christ died for us, so through knowledge and obedience with him we will live. He chooses us. It's up to us to choose to follow him. That's why it's wrong and arrogant to declare, "I'm saved." It has nothing to do with anything of your own doing. It's funny how these churches teach that grace is a free gift that comes not from your own doing, but they will turn around and say that they are saved by their own declaration. Verse 15, "Meditate," or attend, "upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting," or your progress or development, "may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both preserve yourself and them that hear you." Preservation for obedience, the message of loving commitment, compassion, and merciful kindness, responding to the divine influence. Even if the churches worship the Jewish Jesus and believe false doctrine, but follow the law on their hearts and show loving commitment to their brethren, they would probably receive some level of mercy from Yahweh. But unfortunately, they don't even follow any of the virtues or laws that come with being a Christian. They claim the law was done away with. They eat pork and fail to observe the appointed feasts and other traits of a true Christian with understanding of their heritage, who they are, and whose they are. So what are they really doing then? Nothing Christian. Being a good person is not what a Christian is. They are deceived and lost and doomed unless they respond to truth when they hear it, and that only comes from Yahweh and his watchmen. 1 Timothy 6:20, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called," or contradictions of the falsely called knowledge, which some professing have erred concerning the faith, or concerning the belief. Grace, or divine influence, be with you. Amen. Favor will be with you if you remain separate from these Antichrist views. 2 Timothy 1, 2. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, or divine influence, mercy, or compassion or loving commitment, and peace from Elohim the Father and Christ Yeshua our Prince. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift, or that you stir up the divine gratuity of Elohim, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. The gift is from the promises made to Abraham. It's like a birthday present to those of the household of Elohim. Verse 7. For Elohim has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of the placement of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Being led by the Spirit of Yahweh, we are the sons of Yahweh. When we imitate Christ's example, we are placed into position of sons, eligible for the inheritance. Verse 9. Who has preserved us and called us with a set apart calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, or divine influence, which was given us in Christ Yeshua before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Yeshua Christ, who has abolished death, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Yahweh knew his plan for his children before the world began. His plan was his word, which was Christ, whom according to his purpose carried out his plan, and by it we have mercy and grace if we live in loving commitment to him and our race. Paul goes on to give thanks for those that were lovingly committed to him. Verse 15. This you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. A reference to Phygellus and Hermogenes disappearing when Paul was arrested. Verse 16. The prince give mercy, or compassion, or loving commitment, unto the house of Onesiphorus, before he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain, or bondage, or imprisonment. But when he, Onesiphorus, was in Rome, he sought me out diligently, and found me. The prince granted unto him that he may find mercy, or compassion, or loving commitment, of the prince in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, you knowest very well. 2 Timothy 2:1. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace, or divine influence, that is in Christ Yeshua. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to trustworthy men, who shall be able to teach others also. You, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Yeshua Christ. No man that warreth, or being a soldier, entangles himself with the affairs or matters of this life, in that way would please he who enrolled him as a soldier. Mark 4:19. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful. Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, or contends for anything, he is not crowned or awarded, except he compete lawfully. 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not maintain sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, or tickling the ear. And they shall turn away from their ears the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Such is the rapture. It sounds great. Just believe, and be taken out of here before the fit hits the shan. Christ wasn't raptured. He went through tribulation, and now look at him. His example is our path. Verse 5. But watch you in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Verse 22. The Prince Yeshua Christ be with your spirit. Grace, or divine influence, be with you. Amen. The spreading of the gospel is the spreading of the message of favor and merciful kindness, compassion, and loving commitment. The message of redemption and reconciliation to Christ, the good news of the promise of salvation through Yeshua Christ to the children of Jacob. Titus 1:4. To Titus, my own purely bred child after the common faith, or belief, grace, or divine influence, mercy, or compassion, or loving commitment, and peace, from Elohim the Father and Prince Yeshua Christ our Savior. Paul gives instructions on setting things in order that are wanting, and to establish elders in every assembly. Verse 9. Holding fast the trusted word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the contradictors. To rebuke those pastors teaching of their own understanding based on Jewish fables that turn from the truth. Verse 16. They profess that they know Elohim, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Titus 2:11. For the grace, or divine influence, of Elohim that brings deliverance has appeared to all men, teaching us that, rejecting ungodliness and the lusts of this society, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for that blessed hope, or expectation, and the glorious appearing of the great Elohim and our Savior, Yeshua Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 3:3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and the love of Elohim our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, or compassion or loving commitment, he preserved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he had shed on us abundantly through Christ Yeshua, our Savior. When you answer the call of the divine influence and you take hold of the loving commitment Yahweh is showing you, you are renewed by his quickening spirit when you gain true understanding and live by it. Verse 7. That being justified by his grace, or divine influence, we should be made heirs according to the expectation of eternal life. Let's break it down. Verse 7. In order that being justified in that favor, or divine influence, the favor to Abraham's descendants for his dedication of Isaac, and for believing in what Yahweh promised, we would become heirs. being obedient children, we would then be placed into position of son, now being eligible for the inheritance of the promise. In accordance with the expectation of eternal life. Concerning the confidence, anticipation, and expectation from being obedient of eternal life. Verse 15, all that are with me salute you, greet them that love us in the faith, or in the belief. Grace, or divine influence, be with you all. Amen. The belief, being the promises, covenants, heritage, history, and the way of Yahweh's people Israel. Philemon 1:3, grace, or divine influence to you, and peace from Elohim our Father and the Prince Yeshua Christ. And verse 25, the grace, or the divine influence of our Prince Yeshua Christ be with your spirit. Amen. More statements of the favor and divine influence we share with our brethren for following Yahweh. Truly amazing is Yahweh's mercy, compassion, and loving commitment. Praise Yahweh for his word, for keeping his promises and upholding his covenant. Thank you, Yahweh, for you, and thank you for your watchmen and shepherds which guard and preserve your word. Thank you for the patriarchs who have stood between your wrath and us. Thank you for the angels that watch over us. Thank you for your plan for our refining. Thank you for our preservation in this body. And thank you for Yeshua. Thank you. Yes, I'm aware that was a Catholic song, but it's still beautiful. Praise Yahweh, and may the divine influence be with you.